the Mad Men DVD review.
I've got a tasty little bed for you, Ben. What do you think about this? Sophisticated?
I really liked the sound of the record, like, speeding up.
Yeah, that was totally intentional. Mm-hmm. Totally meant to do that. Mm. What's going on, man?
Not much.
Not much?
Been making time to watch my DVD reviews.
What did you check out?
Today we're talking about Wolf Children, which is a kind of an anime drama, I suppose, as most are, by Mamoru Hosoda, who's done The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, if you have seen that one.
I'm not a huge, like, anime. I'm sure if Sam was here, he would make a lot of fun of me for not being into anime, which is kind of, I guess, strange. The only anime that I really watch are, like, the Studio Ghibli films.
Yes.
It's not like that?
It's enough like that. I mean, for you to totally get it and...
For a normie, doesn't know anything about anime.
And in fact, I'll say now, I watched it with my mum and she liked it better than the Studio Ghibli movies she had seen. Because she thought those were too weird.
Okay.
There's the obvious magical element in it, which we'll get into soon. But the heart of a movie is a very normal struggle. Mm-hmm. I'd argue Ghibli movies are very much the same.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't have all the extra magical weirdness.
So what does it have?
What does it have? Good question. It starts off with single university student. Her name is Hannah, and she meets a guy. Mm-hmm. This mysterious, handsome, strange guy, and there's a courtship. And if I can spoil something that happens 20 minutes into the movie...
I'm not going to stop you, but we might get angry texts from...
No, I mean, this is like the 10% mark, because it's a two-hour movie.
Okay, go on. They all die.
He dies.
Really? I got it. Oh, well.
But, so she's left with two young children. And the movie...
Oh, so you mean when the courtship happened, you meant in the biblical sort of having a baby sense?
There's a whole, like, they have a whole life together, and then suddenly he dies.
Okay.
And she's left to raise two little children.
Mm-hmm.
But these are not special children, because he is not a special guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually half wolf.
Oh.
Which she discovers, but loves him anyway. So he can turn into a wolf at any time.
I thought you said this wasn't a magical... Like...
No, it's pretty much not.
I don't know.
But thematically it's not. But he is half wolf, and his children, as you can expect, the little boy and the little girl,
mm-hmm.
are also half wolf.
Wouldn't they be quarter wolf?
Good point.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're
half.
They're half.
I don't know how handing down wolf genes works, so maybe it's...
No, maybe it's passed through the... Yeah, maybe father's it's like, line.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so the children are obviously out of control, and they can't control their, like, wolfy nature. And the movie is basically a single parent trying to raise two uncontrollable children who have a little bit of a secret, and that they are part wolf.
Oh, wow.
So it
oh, we've got a caller coming in, maybe an expert on wolf genes. Hello, caller.
G'day. So you'd either have the wolf gene or you wouldn't, right?
I guess.
So you have two human genes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then if you're half wolf, you have a human gene and a wolf gene.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore you're half wolf, right? So the grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
they either got two human genes or a wolf gene and a human gene, so they still got that half, so therefore they're still a half wolf.
There we go. Thank you for...
You're very welcome.
Thank you for sitting on that caller.
He's totally right. I remember year 11 science and covering this sort of information.
Well, you should have brought it to the interview, Ben. I mean, to the review, Ben. Really.
I already messed up my maths, I'm sure.
Look, let's not get mired down in the genetics of wolf strain versus human strain. Back to the story. So she's raising two half wolf babies.
Yeah. So children. Like when they get excited, they kind of turn into a little yippy wolf pup. And the movie follows the struggle of a single mother. And it changes tone completely from, like, what the first 20 minutes is. And so it's quite surprising in that sense.
Mm.
And it's soft and sensitive and quite wholesome.
Okay.
I don't want to get too much into it. But that sensitivity kind of gives way as the movie chugs along.
Right.
You know, it builds and it gets... gains significance and it gets darker in a sense.
It starts
very wholesome and then gets like a bit more emotional towards the movie's end. So it's got a decent kind of arc to it. You mm-hmm. feel the scale of it. It covers a fair amount of time and gets pretty emotional at the end.
Oh, did you shed a tear? Did your mum shed a tear?
I did.
Oh, well, that sounds like a pretty good film, then.
It was a very effective film.
It
was very well made.
So we've got a copy to give away?
Yeah, I believe this director has a new movie as well that's just come out, which is why we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Mirai?
I think I've seen the posters around.
Yeah, so that's why we're talking about it.
Oh, cool, okay.
Let's just plug that one on.
Plug that, there we go.
There we go.
So how should we give it away?
And the DVD has an extra DVD with lots of special features. So it's a dual disc.
Worthwhile features, good features, or kind of creepy?
I think it's got some commentaries and blahs. And I watched the dubbed version, but I'm sure there's a subbed version.
I can't watch dubbed versions. I don't know what it is. They just drive me crazy. It depends on how good the dubbing is, but for the most part, I prefer the subtitle. Is that okay?
That's totally fine. I mean, purists, if you are a purist, prefer the text on screen version, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Dubbed, yeah. I just, there's something about it that can be quite disconcerting for some reason. Especially if the voice acting isn't good, but it's by the by. If you'd like to win a copy, what was it? Wolf Children?
Wolf Children, yes.
If you'd like to win a copy of Wolf Children, why don't you send a text to 5395 and just like, what's your favorite anime and why? Is that?
Yeah.
Is that too broad?
No.
What do you think about that, Ben? Okay. We'll go with that. So if you can just text in 5395 with your favorite anime and why.
And your B card.
And your B card number. Please don't forget your B card number. Otherwise, I can't give you the DVD. So please do that. Cheers, Ben. Is there anything else that you'd like to cover off?
No. It was a very beautiful, very nice, soft, sweeping film.
Oh, lovely. Well, thanks for coming in. And send us your text. No probs.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.